Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for July 17th. We begin reading today in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 1, continuing down through chapter 26, verse 11. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Then David, with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another. For there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king, the leaders Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and the Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Ithamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehoreb, the second to Jediah, the third to Aram, the fourth to Soram, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mejamim, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jekim, the 13th to Hupha, the 14th to Jeshuiba, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hazer, the 18th to Hafiz, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezekah, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to their ordinance by the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the house of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shabael, Jediah, concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Isaiah, of the Isarites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamim the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari were Mahali and Mushi, the son of Jaziah, Beno, the sons of Merari by Jaziah were Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri, of Mahali, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the son of Kish, Jeremiah. Also the sons of Mushi were Mahali, Ader, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. These cast also lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, did, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and Levites. The chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph of Heman and Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherilah, the sons of Asaph also under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshoiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattaniah, 6, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Anani, Eliathan, Gedalti, Romata, Ezer, Josh, Bekeshad, Malothai, Hatir, and Mahazarath, These were the sons of Heman, the king's seer in the words of God to exalt his horn. For God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the directions of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps, for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. Now the first lot for Asaph came out for Joseph, the second for Gedaliah, him with his brethren and sons, 12. The third for Jakur, his sons and his brethren, 12. The fourth for Jizri, his sons and his brethren, 12. The fifth for Nethaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The sixth for Bukiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The seventh for Jesariah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The eighth for Jeshiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The ninth for Mattaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The tenth for Shimei, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 11th for Azarel, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 12th for Hashabiah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 13th for Shubael, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 14th for Phataniah, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 15th for Jeremoth, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 16th for Hananiah, and his sons and his brethren, 12. The 17th for Shakabasha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 18th for Hanani, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 19th for Malathi, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 20th for Eliatha, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 21st for Hathir, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 22nd for Gedalti, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 23rd for Mahazaleth, his sons and his brethren, 12. The 24th, Romanti Ezer, his sons and his brethren, 12. Concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korathites, Meshulamiah, the son of Korah, the sons of Asaph, and the sons of Meshulamah, were Zechariah the firstborn, Jezadiel the second, Shebadiah the third, Jehaniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehonan the sixth, and Elhanai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Sheremiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Johah the third, Sakur the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pualthai the eighth, and God blessed him. Also to Sheremiah his son were sons born who governed their father's houses, because they were men of great ability. The sons of Sheremiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Eliahu and Shemaiah were able men. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, 18 able men. Also Hosa, the children of Merari, had sons. Shimri was the first, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him first. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosea were 13. Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. What then shall we say, that Abraham our father was found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all who believe, though they are not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who are not only of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Psalm 13, 1 through 6, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Proverbs 19, 15 and 16. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. And that is the reading for July 17th. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how good it is that we go to Scripture and find the truth of the Word. And even though our tongues stumble over the names that are so unfamiliar, even though we have read them many, many times before, Lord, we know that you know each individual that is named in Scripture. In fact, you know each and every individual that has ever lived on the face of the earth. Never is there anyone that is obscure to you, but all are known. Not only are we known by name, but you know every thought that we have. Might those thoughts be focused upon you and doing the thing that you tell us to do in your word. Might we be obedient children, eager to do the will of the Father who sends us. Guide us and direct us throughout this day, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.